Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
John Brown.
Let's talk.
And with the time at 23 minutes to the top of the hour, we go live to Antonio Flores at Lawbird Legal Services. Good morning to you, Antonio.
Very good morning. How are you, John?
I'm
good.
Well, I'm just recovering from a bout of gripe, but I'm okay. And you know, we're getting into that. It's that interesting period, isn't it? Between it's the puente that you kind of suspect, and then we're all downhill into Christmas until Three Kings, so Spain sort of basically kind of shuts down. But you've been quite busy recently.
Very busy. Last week.
Yes, indeed. So I was flicking through social media like I do, and then I saw a picture of your offices, and you seem to be having a costume party, Antonio. Do you want to tell us, me and the listeners, what you're up to?
Yeah, well, you know, this is one of the things in Marbella. You know, you work in Marbella whenever there is some sort of police action, then they like to make a big display of show. Okay.
Yeah. So you were.
So anyway, this is.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is something. Actually, they were not looking for anyone. They were looking for documents. They came down because, you know, unbeknown to us, there had been a very big VAT fraud scam case in Portugal, which affected a number of countries. Okay. So apparently they're talking about 2 billion euros or something like this. You know, worth of fraud. I mean, you've got to water that down a bit because it's never that figure. But you know, for the press release, it looks very good. And you know, the European prosecutor sends that mailing around, and it looks really like a big thing. So anyway, they were looking for the destination given to two transfers of 500,000 euros.
Yeah,
okay, which ends up being for two clients of our firm, Moroccan clients. So anyway, what this company was doing, which was completely unknown to us, they were working as a currency firm, like as a currency exchange firm.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, they were putting those transfers as deductible expenses to claim VAT from the Portuguese tax man. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, what they told the tax office in Portugal is that we were selling them electronic consumer goods.
Right.
So we were a company who our main activity was selling electronic goods, and what they did to prove that to the tax office in Portugal is they faked invoices of our firm. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So, of course, as a result of that, they came here to see whether we were selling such goods. When they came here, they saw there was nothing here. Well, you know, within the hour and a half, they'd left. And all they wanted to know is, okay, where did the transfers go? What have you used them for? So we gave them the details of the transactions that occurred with that money, which was clients' money. It's nothing. So really, it's not even nothing to do with us. It's nothing to do with that company in Portugal. It's actually real clients' money, legitimate clients' money.
So, I mean, the two points strike me here. One is it was somewhat showy then to turn up with, what was it, three Guardia Civil Land Cruisers, sort of heavily armed and body armor and the whole thing, if they were looking for paperwork. And because you know how dangerous a cornered accountant can be, Antonio. Is this something that you have to watch out for with, you know, There are people who try and, if excuse my technical knowledge here, diddle the system.
You know, I mean, lawyers are always exposed. You know, in Marbella, ever more so because Marbella has a name, and there's always that suspicion that you know there's a lot of money coming here from different places in the world. So we as lawyers, we have to be careful with our clients. We have to do due diligence on our clients. You know, do all the know your client protocols. Proof of funds, all that, you know, which goes with operating as a law firm. Now, there have been lawyers in Marbella arrested in the past. We remember that.
Yeah, we do indeed.
Big commotion, you know, people taken like, you know, diehard criminals into prison. And, you know, that's happened. And every case has basically had its own outcome. You know, I'm not going to remember this, but specifically in our case, they were not looking for like people or us specifically. They wanted to know if we were part of a European fraud VAT fraud scam, you know, even if we were invoicing for electronic goods. So I said, well, listen, we can, and I told the guardian, I said, listen, if you want to buy something, we can sell you a secondhand computer, but that's as far as it goes, you know, when it comes to electronic equipment, you know, we sell legal services and this money is for clients, legitimate money. And, you know, we will protect them, of course, because it's nothing to do with anything in Portugal. So anyway, all of this really is originating in a court in Coimbra, which is in Portugal. So they are the ones who are looking for establishing exactly who is involved and who is a victim of this. And our clients are victims and we are victims. That's the reality, okay? Of course, when you send 20 Guardia Civil, it doesn't look that way. And, you know, we've got to accept it. Okay, it's not nice, but that's the way it is. You know, that publicity is not good. It harms reputations, and then you can't really fix it easily. Okay, but we can't do any more than just provide and cooperate with the authorities in Portugal. Okay, through, I guess, in this case, well, it was through the court in Madrid, but which is a central court dealing with other European courts. But I guess at some point we'll have to provide information to the court in Portugal.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you are representing a client. They get caught up in something that's international. They're acting in good faith, and suddenly you find something like this happening. It's a little bit unnerving, I think. Antonio is the word.
You know, it can happen to any person down here, and it can happen to a notary public, to a real estate agent, to a currency company, of course, as well. You don't do your due diligence correctly, or you think you've done it, and then you've been given fake documents. It's very difficult to be fully protected. The only way to be fully protected is to quit your job. So you don't work on this anymore.
Yeah.
And you open up Chiringuito and that's it. You know?
And even then, there's a cash-only business, and who knows what could happen there. But, I mean, they have...
Of course.
And I'm just thinking, the Antonio's Chiringuito, I can see it now. But the thing, everything delivered by a unicycle. The thing is, though, I mean, there have been measures taken in place to stop this sort of thing, activity happening. You know, the banks have been very specific about this. There are certain amounts you can and cannot. It's not like the days of the 80s and the 90s where people were turning up with maletas, with briefcases full of money and buying property and washing money, et cetera, et cetera. So Spain has got better at doing this, and there is, at stopping these sort of infractions or this ineffective or sort of lifestyle, no?
Yeah, you know, Spain's done a lot about it. You know, I think they may have gone the extra mile to try to protect the system from any sort of penetration of black money or, you know, illegal proceeds money or whatever it is. But, you know, I think we've gone a bit too far with this because now there is like a sort of overall permanent suspicion on anyone who's looking to buy property in Spain. When it runs into the millions, then he's really up to something strange. We really need to screen him properly, you know. And just some people have money and they want to invest in the Costel Sol. They want to bring wealth as well, and, you know, indirectly by spending money here and paying the taxes. But, you know, we can go so far, and as a law firm, and don't forget, this law affects real estate agents, affects lawyers, affects property developers. We're all exposed to a certain extent to any wrongdoing from someone else. Well, we try to do our best when it comes to screening. But now specifically, we also have to make due diligence on companies sending money to us, you know, not just the ultimate owner who's going to be buying the property. And it's important because, you know, in this case, nobody bought property through a string of companies in some tax haven. You know, it was a straight ownership, private ownership, physical ownership of the person who was receiving the money. So there's no wrongdoing. I mean, are we talking about a businessman selling lubricants in Morocco, a doctor as well? Mm. So these are the people who were buying the property, you know, so eventually they are victims, you know, and so we are, you know. I mean, of course, as I say, it doesn't look that way when you get, you know, armed. We actually asked them at Upper State, we said, listen, do they have to be here?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, sorry, no, they're going to go now. It's just we didn't know what we were going to find. So as a precaution, you know, this is how we operate, you know. So what are you going to find at the center of Marbella in a law firm?
Well, well, yes.
Even if you're going to find electronic equipment, you don't need people with guns, you know, surely. you well. know, it's, but you, of course, you know, then half an hour later they left. the guys below, and then an hour later, the other ones here, they left with the information they were looking for, which they took in a CD.
Right.
We could have given it. We could have sent it to them.
You could have popped around with it. Across the road, like, had a coffee, said, I'll meet you on the corner by, I could have the CD and everything would have been. But hey, if you need to send over 20 Guardias, heavily armed Guardias Civil to pick up a CD, then that's taking care of it.
Yeah, Giles, the problem is 2 days before this, yeah, there had been a big operation against drugs, some ring in Dubai and affecting the UK and yeah, whatever, you know. Of course, you know, we come 2 days later, so people are now establishing the relationship there.
It's that association, and it's not the association. But if people see Guardia Civil outside something 2 days after they do a super cartel, they go, it must be something to do with that. And that perhaps, Antonio, is one of the problems of social media, because I saw some bits and pieces going on social media going, oh, look, Antonio Flores, lawbird, etc. And it's like, no, hang on, because if you had a euro for every time you get stopped by a police roadblock or whatever else, that doesn't mean that you are involved in something. But it's the people, you know, leap, they get 2 + 2 and they make 16.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then, you know, imagination goes wild. And, the press by and large has been pretty careful with the information. But of course, you've got all the all that maze of social media outlets, and so this is impossible to control. So eventually, yeah, we had laundered 24 million of drugs money in Nogueres, okay, because they mentioned Nogueres. So that was a story, you know. And a week later, everyone's asking what happened. Well, you know, nothing else happened. No. And you know, they were craving for someone arrested, you know, and shackled and coming out of the building, yeah, and nothing of that happened. You know, it was just looking for paperwork.
Yeah,
but that paperwork is old fashioned, because now take the information on a CD.
Yeah, the thing is, though, Antonio, because you have a high profile, you've done some recent cases, and you've been on the television, etc. People like to, because you do well, people like to shoot you down, as we know. That is the yeah, case. Whatever, and I haven't seen you up and down the Astana Road on a brand new gleaming bike, which I know that would be the first thing if I see you on some super carbon thing with I don't know, even more lycra, then we'll know something's up. But otherwise, you're doing very well. And so if people want to get hold of you, and because I'm going to run out of time, if people want to get some more information about you in terms of coming to you with matters, where can they come without bringing 20 Guardia Civil with them?
Listen, if they want to come to for legal advice, they can come. If they want to come as well to get more clarification what happened, they're more than welcome.
Thanks.
So they can email us on info@lawbird.com, or they can also call us on 952-861-890.
As always, Antonio. Now, I don't know if I'm going to speak to you before Christmas, because, you know, it's that interesting time of year, isn't it, where the whole of Spain kind of shuts down after this weekend and doesn't get going until Three Kings. So if I don't speak to you before, have a fabulous Christmas and a great New Year, and we'll see you after the race, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks to you, and thanks to the team, and for your support, and see you in the New Year.
Antonio Flores at Lawbird, thanks very much for your time. Be good, stay safe.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.